Friendly Hills quite some time back before they changed the CCRs. This gentleman came through. It's a 59,000 square foot lot. This is where the road goes over 65, just south of 160. The Conoco station's here. You have to take the outer road, and you go over, and then you go north.
North of the go-karts.
Yep, north of the old go-karts. So it is a 42,000 square foot lot.
It's Dave's neighbor.
Yep. So then this one was it
denied?
Yes.
Right.
And then this one, these are all denied. This is at the end of Mission, way down. Pretty small lot. Little subdivision just at the end, just before you get to like a little lake access. Is 7,600 square foot lot. And then down Easy Street, which is down Beeler, you can see this one's small. So that's right on the lake. It was 7,451. Then in Cross Creek, this is the lake at Cross Creek. This is the little grocery store and all that. This corner lot came through and was denied. It was 10,500 square feet. And then down Devil's Pool, you go down Boston, where it forks down towards the left, 12,000 square foot lot on the left. Again, these were the denied ones. This is Branson Creek Golf Course. You go in and then you go down. It was a blank lot and just proposed, wanted to do a nightly rental, and it's 9,000 square foot lot is denied. And then this is one that was in Branson on the bluff that was pretty much surrounded by Branson, that was going to be a retreat, but it's more a nightly rental. It was like a corporate retreat, but it was still considered a nightly rental, and it's 28,000 square foot lot that was denied. Just north of where we were, this is 265. This goes into Hummingbird Hills. The area we were at is just south of this. So back in the Hummingbird Hills subdivision, it was 23,000 square foot lot on the west side of the road. Dale Avenue, 17,865 square foot lot on the north side of Dale. And then this is Paradise Point. This is a 31,000 square foot lot on the corner of Edge Hill. Sundown, this is in the Venice on the Lake area. This is Tanicomo. This is 176. So this is Sundown. I called it Red Rock Road. It was a mobile home that set here, and it was a 17,000 square foot lot that was denied. So keeping those in mind, Presley, if you'll pass out the subdivision list, number 2, and then include me on it because I gave you all the copies. Broke these out for me. We got the subdivision name, and you can look at the screen. I wanted you to take these home, or you can look at your paper. But the subdivisions above, alphabetical, you may know some of these, and then over to the side it says whether they're approved or denied. This just gets you back in thought of the subdivisions. This is where most of our R1 are going to be. Any kind of R1 applications that we might get, probably going to be, well, they will be in subdivision. So, Presley, if you all pass out the next number 3. So I took all of our lot sizes Again, I got it on the screen if you want to look. I put a approved column and a denied column. Thank you. And then I highlighted all the lots in green that under our draft code could apply if we stayed with the 21,780 square foot minimum. Based on the last 4 years of applications in R1. And basically, if we stayed with our same code, which is you guys' decision, 68% of the approved ones and 64% of the denied ones, which is pretty close, could not even apply of those already that have come through. So you would not even hear 68% of, and I think if I average them both, and I think my next sheet shows that. Where I'm getting at with continuing with some more pages is that I was directed to try to find some locations in Taney County that you just could, you'd be assured that you nobody could apply for nightly rental. So I went through a whole bunch of subdivision plats today, and they vary from a quarter to two-thirds. There's not a subdivision I found that's a quarter. Well, besides Oakmont. But Oakmont has so many plats. A lot of those are the same size. Ozark Paradise Village. But the way it reads the parcel. So now I own three lots, and they're each a quarter of an acre, and I do an amended plat, and now in this subdivision of all quarter acre lots, I have a three-quarter acre parcel, lot 5A, I could make application for nightly rental. So I'm struggling with how we safeguard subdivision. Now, you'd still have to hear it. You'd still have to decide whether it fit in with all these quarter acre lots. But I want you guys to be comfortable with basically eliminating what would have been 68% of the applications from the last 4 years from even being able to apply.
So we're saying nightly rentals have to have a lot area of 21,780.
More than that to apply. If it's that or lower, they can't apply.
What is that, half an acre?
Half an acre.
Okay.
Yeah, half an acre. And that's what we have the draft zoning code. So on the screen, I did not give you this sheet. On the screen, I went ahead and ran 20,000 square feet, 19, 18, 17, 16, you can see over here to the right hand. And then went up through the last 4 years, and this is the percentage that we would have to drop out with those numbers. And this is total applications. This isn't approved or denied. This is just the applications that we receive. And I don't know if there's anywhere in there you want to land, you want to keep it the half acre.
I've thought about that after you and I talked, Scott, and I kind of like the half acre minimum for a couple of reasons. One, with it being a nightly rental, you're going to have several guests coming to a residential home. They're going to need additional parking than a normal family, probably. They're also, we're going to require buffering if there's residential surrounding it, even as a conditional. So that's going to require possibly extra if they have to do the 25-foot vegetative buffer or whatever we determine. And the other reason, a lot of the older subdivisions within the county are on small lots, not all but some, and that would give a little bit of a buffer to keep them from infiltrating into these older subdivisions, because some of these that we did deny was almost the entire, the majority of the subdivision people were here at the meeting opposing nightly rentals within their subdivision.
But not that, all, but that really is not a factor you can use anymore. They have to have a factual reason. That nightly rental would not fit in there, whether it's access. It doesn't matter if there's 100 people or one.
We can't use the objection of the residents.
If they have a factual reason that doesn't match up with your code, your new code, that you can relate to.
Well, these lots are vacant and they're in a residential subdivision, so they would be zoned.
R1. We're talking R1 and R2.
Okay, so the applicant is coming in trying to change the zone.
Nope, this is conditional. You guys are still going to hear all these conditional use nightly rental applications. Well, they're going to come flooding in after this code amendment.
Well, I would say if it's zone residential, that's what it is.
Well, no, you have conditional use permit ability on R1. If the lot's bigger than half an acre per the draft now. And I just want you to be comfortable with that if you are, but then we move forward with that. But I just felt like we hadn't really talked it out real hard.
We're just calling it a conditional use permit instead of a special use permit.
Correct. Same process, thing. One meeting process, will not transfer with the land, does not change the zoning, does not go to the county commission. If you want to build a greenhouse and sell stuff out of it on A1, they would seek a conditional use permit from you. They can go to C2, if I'm correct. Now, don't quote these numbers, and just build the greenhouse. They don't have to come see you. That's the C&P charts I've been trying to get you to look at. Right. You have to feel comfortable with all these C's and P's, because all those C's are only coming to you in that zoning district. Am I comfortable approving that conditional use in that district? Only me, where it will not change the zoning district, but it will give them a use that they can do, but not sell the property in the next person. So you guys are going to hear different conditional uses than you have in the past.
And if we approve a conditional use permit, it's approved. It doesn't have to go to the county commission.
Nope. It does not change the zoning. Correct.
Right. Okay.
Now, where in this book, under nightly rentals conditional use, do we have a list if it does not meet, the only reason we can deny?
That's under that conditional use. And I think it's section article 23. And then behind it's the nightly rental section. But Article 23 is conditional use requirements 1 through 8 that we can go over here in just a little bit.
Okay.
So really we're not getting rid of our problem.
No. Unless you say that in R1 it has to be 2 acres or more. I mean, then there's not going to be an R1 that's 2 acres. That's going to be RR1.
We make it like a 10-acre minimum.
There you go.
How about 40?
I'm just asking for a
40. Yeah. So you may feel like you need to go the other way. That's why I wanted to talk this out, because we had not.
No, I was being facetious, because I'm sure there's lots that are under a half an acre that might be acceptable for that. I mean, we got to draw a line somewhere.
You have to draw the line somewhere, and I want you to be comfortable, because it's going to be you guys' line, and we just won't even bring you applications that's below that. And again, it's only in R1 and R2. Out in the county, there could be, not in a subdivision, some little corner of a lot there. You know, gentlemen may have an A1 piece and just say, hey, I need this 2 acres cut out of the corner or whatever. That has, I don't know if we'll run into scenarios where we'll have them less than half an acre or not. But.
So it's not going to be more public hearings other than the special use or conditional use?
Every zoning change will be a public hearing, and every conditional use permit will be a public hearing.
Okay.
Just no concept.
You'll have no concept. Every meeting you'll have will be a public hearing. If we don't
have any... They're going to bring a lawyer. Could we lawyer up?
There you go, yeah.
We need to lawyer up.
Yeah.
Well...